We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago. Well, he healed the sick and afflicted.
Elijah is one of, well, maybe only three people that we know of who, as far as we can tell, were translated into heaven. The first and foremost, of course, being Jesus, our Savior, after his death and resurrection, taken bodily up into heaven. We call it his ascension. The other, Enoch, we know very little about Enoch's translation into heaven, except that they couldn't find him because God had taken him. Well, with Elijah, we know in great detail how God brought him up into heaven. Why? We don't know, but the manner in which it happened, actually a really interesting story, and we're going to be telling it as we teach a Sunday school lesson with Pastor Tom Baker on this Tuesday, March the 30th. Pastor Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel for almost 30 years. He met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, welcome back.
Thank you.
What is the purpose of God taking Elijah into heaven in this unusual way?
It was to give evidence, particularly to those who were believers, that Elijah was leaving and Elisha was going to be taking over. In other words, God was always going to have individuals who were his messengers. And this was done in a spectacular way that really could not be missed by the people. In fact, in a section that we don't really read as part of the Sunday school lesson, it's in verses 15 and following of this chapter, the students thought that, well, let us go and look for Elijah. They say, perhaps the Lord cast him upon some mountain or into some valley. And Elijah at first would not send them, but they kept on saying, we need to go see. And for 3 days, they sought him. And guess what? They couldn't find him because he had been taken up into heaven. But the only person who saw that was Elisha. And that's part of the story there of the importance of Elijah's going up into heaven.
Why does Elisha refuse to leave Elijah's side in the hours leading up to Elijah's departure?
Yes, three times Elijah said, stay here, Elisha, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel. And then he said, the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And the third time he says, the Lord has sent me to the Jordan. And in each time, Elisha replies, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they went down. Now, obviously, there was an understanding, particularly on the parts of those who were followers of Elijah, because in verse 3, they say to Elisha, do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you? And he said, yes, I know it. Keep quiet. Now, how did these seminarians, and they are the sons of the prophets, how did they know that? How did Elisha know that? Well, obviously, God had somehow given that information to them, because God gave information to many of the prophets and the sons of the prophets as a way of proclaiming his wonderful works and the coming of the Savior, Jesus Christ. So that was clear to them. In fact, it was clear to us in the Old Testament that another messenger would be coming. It occurred in Genesis 3:15, with the promise of God that he would send a Messiah through the seed of Eli. And of course, that is none other than Jesus Christ. And that prediction continues through Abraham. Joseph knew about it. Many of the people in the Old Testament knew about it. And so for some reason, Elisha and the sons of the prophets knew that Elijah was going to be leaving them that day.
So you mentioned that these sons of the prophets are the seminarians. Tell us a little bit more about the role they play here.
The role that they play is that they are being trained by Elijah to continue his work. And one could understand them to be seminarians, with Elijah a seminary professor. And Elisha was going to take over that position. In fact, we just had that happen in one of our seminaries in St. Louis, that what was happening is the former president has retired and a new president has come on the scene now. And the seminarians are still being taught the proper word of God. And this is what is happening here. It's a little different than when Jesus, because in those days, the seminarians would decide to follow a certain man. In Jesus' day, Jesus chose what disciples would follow him. Remember, he found the fishermen and said, "Come follow me," and they did. And similarly, no one would say that Saul, before he was converted, had made a decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. No, he was murdering Christians. But instead, when converted, he definitely followed. And it's obvious that that conversion was not of his own doing. It was a gift of the Holy Spirit, who granted him faith and then also taught him in the wilderness for a time, as is being taught by Elijah to Elisha and the sons of the prophets.
When he comes to his final location there by the Jordan River, Elijah uses his cloak to part the Jordan River. What is this miracle about?
Yes, it definitely shows that God is behind the work of Elijah, because nobody can part a river. Now, some people will say, "Now, wait a minute. Moses parted the sea, did he not?" No. He was told by God to take the rod that he had and put it over the sea. And guess what? God parted the Red Sea. And the reason for that is clear. It says that great wind came and it made the ground even dry, with two large walls of water on either side. Now, there's nothing about walls of water when Elijah separated the Jordan. It simply says that he took his cloak, rolled it up, struck the water, and the water was parted to the one side and to the other until the two of them could go over on dry ground. So probably it was parted maybe with about 6 feet distance, enough for them to walk through. But then, of course, the seminarians were seeing this, and this showed that Elijah was definitely the messenger of God for them at that time, because he had been able to do something that Moses had done by the power of God.
Right before the departure of Elijah, Elisha asks for a double portion of Elijah's spirit. What does that mean?
A double portion of the spirit reminds us of a lesson we had not long ago with Solomon. God said, "What would you like to have?" And he didn't ask for riches or a great reputation, but he asked for wisdom. And that wisdom comes from the Lord. It's a double portion of what other people had, maybe even more than that, because remember when he had that situation of two women had given childbirth, and then Only one child continued to live, and both women said it was their child. And through Solomon's wisdom, he said that what we'll do is we'll cut the child in half and give half to each woman. And the one woman said, well, that's fine. But the other one said, no, no, give her the whole child. And everyone knew then who the true mother was, because no mother would want her child killed in such a way. So a double measure of the Spirit is that you have insights into God's word and are able to express it. In fact, in the New Testament, there is a number of places where it says that pastors, for example, are apt to teach. And what does that mean? It means that they can take the word of God and explain it to people in a way that they can understand it. Because there is much in the Bible. We're kind of going through the various messages to the seven churches in Revelation 2 and 7 on our program. And you really need to have some understanding of the entire Bible in order to explain what Jesus is saying in the seven churches. Elisha recognized that Elijah had that gift, and therefore he prayed, if it be possible that I too would have a double portion of your Spirit on me. Elijah responded, you have asked a hard thing. And the reason that was hard is Elijah couldn't give him a double spirit. That double spirit, that understanding of God's word, that ability to teach it properly, comes from God himself. And so Elijah couldn't just say, okay, I'll give it to you, because it would have to be a gift from God himself.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. He's host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson of Elijah taken into heaven. We'll talk about the manner of Elijah's departure next.
Church music directors can find a new community at Prelude to Postlude, the CPH music blog. Learn helpful tips for managing music ministry and involving members, and meet the composers of some of your favorite new pieces. Plus, find suggestions of music to use for special services, and preview some of our newest works with free samples you can use at your church. Visit us at preludetopostlude.org.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through Hosea with rebels, Samaria's calf reaping the whirlwind, exiled from the Lord's land, and days of visitation. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
A mobile Lutheran Bible study. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Our Christian faith is under constant attack, and we must be proactive in keeping our children in the church. At Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, we believe that an education rooted in God's Word is one that stands against the very gates of hell. Nothing in this world is more important. Offering a rigorous classical Lutheran education, we provide in-person and live online remote learning opportunities for preschool through grade 12. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook. Facebook.com/Luther Academy.
Pastor Tom Baker is leading us in a Sunday school lesson on Elijah taken into heaven in 2 Kings chapter 5. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc. Each week, Pastor Baker and I work from the Enduring Faith Sunday School curriculum published by Concordia Publishing House. Find out more about Enduring Faith on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org or by calling CPH 1-800-325-3040, a Christ-centered, cross-focused Sunday school curriculum, Enduring Faith. Tom, give us the details. How does God both separate Elijah from Elisha and then take Elijah into heaven?
Yes, it is through a chariot of horses and fire. And one might think, well, what is that all talking about? Does that occur anywhere else in the Bible? It actually occurs, at least talking about these horses and chariots, two chapters later. The king of Syria was going to war against Israel. And when Elisha, and this is chapter 6, verse 15, Elisha now had taken over from Elijah. And it said, when the servant of the man of God rose early in the morning, that's Elisha, and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. And the servant said, alas, my master, what shall we do? And Elisha said, do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see. So the Lord opened the eyes of the servant, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And when the Syrians came down against him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, please strike these people with blindness. So God struck them with blindness in accordance with the prayer of Elisha. And Elisha said to them, this is not the way, and this is not the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. And he led them to Samaria. So here God used a whole army of chariots and horses to defeat the Syrians, and nobody could see them. This is very similar to what happened here. When Elisha asked Elijah, when you leave, give me a double portion of your spirit. Elijah said, you have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so. So they were walking on and talking, and behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen. And then he saw Elijah no more. And then he went back to the folks, taking the cloak of Elijah with him that had fallen from him. And he took that cloak and struck the water again of the Jordan, saying, where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? And when he had struck the water, guess what? The water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. And when the seminarians, the sons of the prophets, who were at Jericho, saw him opposite them, they said, the spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. Now, what the Sunday school lesson does, it makes a big point about that God always leaves messengers to continue his work. And of course, the greatest messenger of all, and this is where the Sunday school teachers need to bring Christ in, is Jesus Christ himself. He's the Holy Son of God, and he came into this world Number one, to teach us, which he did for 3 years with the apostles. Also, to guide us, which he did through sermons on the Mount, etc. But most importantly, to give us the forgiveness of sins through his death and resurrection. If anybody had asked Elijah, "Can you please have my sins forgiven?" he would have said, "This is too hard," which meant only God can do it. And as Jesus says in Mark 10, when they ask who can be saved, "With man it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible." And so the lesson for the Sunday school children is to remind them that there is another great spiritual leader, namely Jesus Christ. And all the spiritual leaders that follow him, such as pastors, teachers, Sunday school teachers, Bible class leaders, are really kind of sons of the prophets that need to be respected and listened to. And so it's kind of a good idea, the Sunday school lesson suggests, to have the Sunday school children meet, say, with the pastor, with an elder, maybe with a deaconess, a Sunday school teacher, and hear how God is using them to deliver the message. That message, which started all the way back to Abraham through Jesus Christ to us today.
Why is it important for us to know that we have authorized bearers of God's word, men who preach according to God's call and administer the sacraments according to God's call among us today?
Yes, the Sunday school literature encourages us to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3 and shows the necessary qualifications in this case for a pastor. The husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money, able to manage his household, not to be a recent convert, and well thought out by others. In fact, being a recent convert means that they have just tasted the elements of the Christian faith. And so there's a lot more to know in order to teach someone else about it. And that comes about in time as people regularly attend worship services, read the Bible at home, attend Sunday school classes, and there's so much help now from the internet with Lutheran materials that are available.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. For almost 30 years, he met monthly to prepare his Sunday school teachers for the classroom. Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wednesday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the confessions of the Christian soul in a woke world. Pastor Paul Dare will be our guest. We'll continue our series on the book of Proverbs, talking with Pastor Jonathan Fisk about Proverbs 21 and its media coverage of religion with Terry Mattingly. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues, etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.